Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Hello, fam. Welcome to the first episode of the Fit Life with MJ podcast for 2024. Happy New Year. And we are starting off the podcast for this year talking about actually making sure the goals and intentions you set for 2024 actually manifest and happen for you. Because how often do we set goals and set intentions for how we want our year to be and then get to the end of the year and look back and think, oh, yeah, that's not how my year went. So we are going to take charge. We're going to take the reins. We are going to make sure that what we want to call in 2024 actually happens. So let's dive into it. Because the first reason, one of the biggest reasons I want to talk about this in this particular week, instead of like the last few weeks of 2023, is because, put your hand up if you've done this before. I've done this countless times previously. I'm much better at handling it now, but we get to the end of the year. So, you know, end of 2023, for example, and we're all excited. We're about to shed the weight of the year that's just gone. We're so excited for the endless possibilities of the year to come. We get so excited for what we want to call in. We write it all down in a notebook and we make it so pretty and we're so happy and excited. And then 1st of January, 2nd of January hits, you start, if you're a mum, you're getting ready for back to school. If you're working, you're getting ready to go back to work, you're starting a new year at work, whatever it is, the year, especially in Australia, the first 6 months of our year is like caked with events, public holidays, all sorts of things. It's like, it's a whirlwind. And the new year starts and it's just like everything comes at you at once. No one's really quite done with summer yet. So we all still want to keep partying. There's gatherings on every weekend. And it's just like, we forget to action the goals that we set. We get so bogged down in everything that's going on around us, we just fall back into old habits. And if you've set an intention for yourself that you want this year to be the best year to date, you want to step into a whole new version of yourself, that's going to require different actions. It's going to require you to mindfully change your thoughts, your beliefs, your habits, and your actions so that you can manifest the things you want to manifest and become the person you want to become, right? But we get so bogged down at the start of the year, everything's whizzing by us, that the old habits creep back in and then we get a few weeks into the new year and think, oh, well, I've already gotten off to a bad start. This isn't going to end well. And then we instantly convince ourselves that this year is basically a write-off and feel like, oh, it doesn't count. You know, I'm not going to be able to make this year happen now. And that mindset ends up feeding into the whole year. And before you know it, that's exactly what's happened. That the year is exactly the same as the one before and we're no further ahead. Girl, that is not going to be what happens to you this year. We are sending it. We're actually going to make happen what we want to call in. We're going to take charge. And this is how we're going to do it. So today we're going to talk about this. I'm going to give you some pointers of how to make sure it happens. But if you haven't yet set your goals and intentions for 2024, I'll give you some tips and pointers and I'll share a few of mine with you to give you an idea of doing it for yourself so that you can make this year yours. So first things first, if you have set your intentions and goals for 2024, put your hand up if you've written them in a notebook and you've either sat them on a desk or they're already in a drawer somewhere. Now, if you did put your hand up to this, I want you to listen very carefully. You are going to take that notebook. You are going to take the pages that you wrote on out of that notebook and you are going to put those pages somewhere where you will see them every day. This is because what usually happens, and I've been guilty of this so many times as well, is we'll write our goals and intentions down when we're super excited at the end of the year. It's all fresh in our mind. We're so emotionally in the space. We're ready for it. We write them down. We make them look all pretty. Like I've gone out and bought whole new stationery and pens just to write my goals and intentions for the next year. Stuck the book in a desk drawer. Months later, went to get something else out of the drawer. I'm like, oh yeah, my goals. Have a quick look through them. Oh yeah, I'll do that. And the end of the year comes and I've looked at the book maybe twice. And it's only by chance. It's not because I actively went and found it. And so the things I wrote down, the way I wanted to feel, the person I wanted to become, the things I wanted to achieve, they didn't happen because they were out of sight, out of mind. This is not going to happen to you this year, girl. You're going to get those pages out of that book. Heck, if you need to write new pages that you can actually, like fresh, neat, on a vision board somewhere, whether it's in your bedroom, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, your work desk somewhere, whatever it is, put it somewhere that you will see it once a day minimum. And it's going to be word for word. You're going to have two different columns. You're going to have your intentions of how you want to feel for the year on one and your goals on the other. We need them separate because they're similar. They feed into each other, but they're two different things. So if you've already done your goals and intentions and they're in a notebook, you're going to get them out of that notebook and you're going to stick them somewhere that you're going to see them every day, at least once a day. Do that for yourself, because that way, every time you look at them, you're going to see everything that's written on there is going to feed into your subconscious mind. It's going to filter into your belief about who you are and what you're calling in, and you're going to start taking more and more actions towards those things. This is what we always talk about in law of attraction, manifestation, vibrational frequencies. You're going to look at those things and you're going to see them so often, they're going to start to become a part of your belief about what your reality is, and you're going to start calling them in a lot more. If they're locked away in a book, in a desk, you don't look at them, they're not getting into your psyche, they're not manifesting into a part of who you are, they're not going to manifest into reality. So that's the first thing you're going to do. You're going to get them out and proud where you will see them every day. Cool? So that's for my girls. If you have already set your intentions and goals for 2024, now one other thing I also want you to do is every time you look at them and read them, I want you to feel as if it's already true. And the reason for that is because your feelings are your frequency. Thoughts are frequencies as well, but your feelings are the most powerful version of frequencies, and your thoughts drive your feelings anyway. So when you look at your intentions of how you want 2024 to feel, you're going to imagine that what you want to call in has already come to you, because essentially it already has. It's already yours to take. You just have to create it in the physical. So feel as if you already have it. Imagine what it would feel like. If you don't know how to do that, just imagine what it would feel like when you have it. And then step into that feeling now, because who's to say it's not already here in some realm, right? Like, step into feeling like you've already got it. You're going to get into that frequency. You're going to have that vibration. You're going to call in more things that align with that, and you're going to get it much faster. So if you want to manifest the things that you want to manifest in the year, you're going to start out by getting into the frequency of how it feels to have it already. So if you want success and abundance, financial wealth, whatever it is, you want to become the fittest version of yourself, what does that feel like? What does it feel like to live a day in the life of a girl who has those things? How do you want it to feel? Do you want it to feel easy, fun, flowy? So you're going to feel like you already feel those things. It's going to manifest so much faster for you. Okay, I'm not going to harp on about that anymore. That's for my girls who have already set your intentions and goals. We're not locking them in a desk. We're not out of sight, out of mind. We're putting them loud and proud. Now, another thing that you will do, I highly recommend anyway, this is something I've been doing recently that it just is a game changer. You're going to make yourself a digital vision board if you haven't already. Canva, you can get a free Canva account or any pic collage even maybe, whatever platform you want to edit on where you can put like multiple images, words, affirmation words if you want to, in like a layout, like a collage layout. And you're going to make it your phone background and you're going to make it your computer screen background. This is going to set the feel for what you want to call in. So for mine, I've got things on there like I've got a car that I would love to own, a house that I would just love to live in, just images that just, they emit the feeling like I look at the thing and I go, oh my God, that is so me, right? Like, it doesn't have to be the exact house I'll live in or the exact car that I'll own, but it's like it represents that version of what I want. And it makes me go, oh my God, if I owned that. Oh. So think of these things, every category of your life, grab an image that represents the highest version of that to you from your goals, from your intentions list, and make it a background on your phone and make it a background on your computer. That is going to keep you in the feels and in the vibe. Because it's one thing to write down goals. Like, I know a lot of people will set goals on their screen background of their phone and just, especially if you're in business, it's very common to set your phone background of like how much income you want to generate, how many, I don't know, sales you want to make, or things that you want to work on building in your business and stuff like that. It's really common to do that. And it's all well and good to have these tangible goals, but to manifest those goals faster, we want to get into the feel and the frequency of how it feels and how you want to be and who you want to be when you're on the way to getting those things, because that's going to put you in the vibrational frequency to attract more things in that you can action, and to put you in the frequency to have more aligned downloads into your, like, ideas and thoughts come into your mind, inspired action to take place, where you're going to find yourself doing the things that get those outcomes much faster. So the goals without the vibrational frequency take so much longer and are so much harder to manifest. But if you get into the frequency and the feeling of what you want life to feel like when you have that goal done, you're going to get there much faster. So we're going to make the vision board on your phone and the vision board on your computer background, things that you're going to see every day. They're going to represent the feelings and the objects that you want to call in. And then you're going to have your list of goals written down somewhere that you're going to see every day as well in your home or in your workspace. Cool. So I hope that makes sense. So those are the things you're going to do for yourself to make sure that what you want to call in actually happens. Let's keep ourselves in the frequency of what we want to attract so much more. And I am about to go through. So if you've done your goals and intentions and you're thinking, ooh, I'm not sure if I've done this right, I'm going to go through mine. I'm going to share with you like what I've done, and it will help get a bit more clarity for that for you as well. So for my girls who have not yet set your goals and intentions for 2024, and you've stumbled across this episode and you're like, oh crap, am I behind here? Am I missing out? Am I not going to have the 2024 I want to have because I haven't set my goals and intentions? What do I do? How do I do it? No stress. I mean, you don't have to do this, right? You don't have to, but I can tell you right now, personal experience and experience from everyone I've ever known who is a hard out manifester, like very successful manifestors, very successful people, really. They're doing this exact thing. They're laying out how they want to feel. They're getting clear on how they want to feel, how they want their life, their day-to-day to feel. They've got guiding lights of what they want to get to. So your vision board is basically your guiding light, right? Like, so I've got like this literally on my vision board. I have a sparkly Lamborghini. It's literally covered in pink, like rhinestones. It's crazy. It's gorgeous. I'm never going to drive a glittery Lamborghini down the street. I do want to own a Lamborghini. So it represents the feel and something I want to call in, right? So I don't know anyone who is successful who doesn't do this and get into the alignment of the feeling of what they want to call in. So I highly recommend you do it, but you don't have to. If you don't want to, maybe just skip this episode. But or at least listen to it to get a feel and be like, oh, maybe it might be something I want to entertain. This is something I'm teaching my Fit Life Fam girls so much at the moment as well. And the level ups that they are seeing in this is like astonishing. It's mind blowing. Their mindset that is helping them see faster results with their weight loss and fitness as well. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So yeah. So my girls who have not yet set your intentions and goals, we need to set them separately, because they're two separate categories that feed into each other. So intentions, and I always got confused by this. I would see girls all the time say, but goals are intentions. I intend to achieve this goal. How is a goal separate from an intention? It's just a different word that we want to use for how you want the year to feel, right? So your goals are the tangible things you want to have as outcomes, right? Your goals are something you can measure. You like your goal, let's say your goal is this year, I want to build a website for my new business. It's tangible. You know, you've either got a website or you don't. Like, it's something you can physically say, yeah, I created that. Feelings and getting into vibrational frequencies of how you want to look and feel and how, like, the vibe you want to sit in, they are different. Like, you can't really sit in a happier vibrational frequency and walk up to someone and go, look, I just got into a happier vibrational frequency. They'll probably see that you look a bit more upbeat and happy, but you can't actually show them anything, right? If you know what I mean, it's feelings, it's intentions of how you want to be. So with our intentions, I'll go through and I'll talk you through the intentions I wrote of how I want 2024 to feel. And when I say 2024, I mean life, right? But these are the big ones that are important to me this year. I might absolutely embody the crap out of some of these in 2024, and then I don't need to have them on my list for 2025. These are the ones I've written down for 2024. I'll share them with you. So I want it to feel easy, flowy, fun, and on my terms. The reason I wrote that, oh, and here's a side note as well. When you are writing your intentions of how you want the year to feel, we are only using positive language and as much present tense as you can. So we're not writing, I am going to feel, or I want less stress. Because as soon as you say, I want less stress, the mind only picks up on the noun, the stress, right? Like, stress is more a verb. Anyway, I don't know. it's lots of things. But the word stress is what's going to stand out, and you're going to call in stress because you put that word there. It's an impact word is what I call them. Because I want less doesn't really mean anything until you say less of what, right? Stress being the thing you want less of, that's the impact word, which means that's what your brain's going to latch onto. So don't write things on your intentions like, I want less stress. I want less debt. Like, no. We're going to go, I want financial abundance and freedom. I want to feel happy, easy, flowy, right? So my first one was easy, flowy, fun, and on my terms, because I spend so much of my time I've been trying to step out of this for years, and it's only just made it to my intentions board this year. But accepting the fact that what I want to do, the decisions I make and the way I want to live my life, the way I want to run my business, the way I want to run my day-to-day to run my business can completely 100% be done my way. And I don't have to just look at everyone else and go, oh, well, they're hustling 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. I better do that too. Otherwise, I can't be successful. Like, that's something that was ingrained in me as an early business owner. And there's lots of different things in my life that I have accidentally fallen into the trap of thinking, well, if such and such is doing it, then it must work. I better do it that way then, even though it doesn't feel good for me. Right? So 2024 is the year I'm cutting that off. I'm cutting the cord of that. And I'm going, nope, I will only move in a way that feels good and aligned for me. I will call things in the way I want to. I'll live life on my terms. Because who's to say what the way I want to do things isn't going to work, right? And just, you know, yeah, like obviously taking inspiration from what other people do, but not feeling like just because someone else hustles 12 hours a day that I have to as well. Like, I want my year to feel easy, flowy, fun. I want to call things in. I want running MJ Fit Life to just feel so free. And like, I don't want to panic if I'm not up at a certain hour because X fitness coach was up at a certain hour, you know, like I want to really bring a relaxed vibe into this year. Because that vibe from me is then going to filter into the Fit Life fam. The way I coach the girls is going to help them feel that way more. And that's what we're all about. So that's number one. The second one I wrote, ritzy. And what I mean by that is I'm not going to settle for less anymore. You know, like, I've got this huge habit of just being like, oh, you know, that'll do. It's enough. It will make do. We'll make do. When I could have got the better thing, you know, like getting the lesser item. Like, let's say you're choosing between vacuum cleaners, right? And I'm just like, oh, it's just a vacuum cleaner. It's hard floors. Let's just get the cheap one. It's fine. We'll make do. And it just does a shit job. Whereas I could have just got the Dyson, you know? Like, I'm not going to just go, it'll do anymore. I want to actually make my life feel fucking easy. I want to dote on myself. We only get one shot at this life. You know, I'm going to send it, right? So I'm going to step into that energy more. Like, just make it ritzy. You know, like when I go to the beach, we're just going to go sit on a towel. We're taking the whole cabana and speakers. We're doing like the whole vibe. Yeah. Romanticizing everything basically. And just going all out and doing the most we can in each situation that's impactful, right? Queen energy. This one I love. And yeah, when you look at it, it's like, it sounds a bit obnoxious. But what I mean by that is I want to step wholeheartedly and trustingly into my role as a leader for my Fit Life fam girls. Like, a queen is a leader, right? She's a leader. She's a protector. She loves her community. She would do anything. She would die for her community. I want to embody that kind of feeling for my Fit Life fam. I love my fucking girls to death. All of my community, my podcast listeners, you girls, social media followers, like, you know, you girls are all a part of my community and I fucking love you girls. And I want to step more into trusting myself in that energy. So for me to do that, I need to, you know, I need to treat myself like a queen, right? Who doesn't want to feel like a queen anyway? I need to treat myself like a queen so I can bring that energy for you girls as well and really help you thrive to the next level. So I'm stepping into that. The next one I wrote was the year I let out my magnetism and attract my dream community into my dream community and my dream, like, dream community in the Fit Life fam, my dream followers, social media community on social media. What I mean by that is, I I guess there's a very playful, heavy inner child, silly, sarcastic side to me that I hide a lot because I've been taught to. And it's always worried me that if I let it out, people are going to be like, "Who? What the fuck? She's weird." I've decided this is the year I just dip my toe in that water and go, you know what? I'm going to let this girl out and see what happens. Because I got a feeling if I saw someone doing that with the personality that I keep hiding, if I saw someone come out with that, I'd be like, you know what? I like her. She's fun. So I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to really actually just intentionally, that's why it's on my intentions here. So I don't forget to do it. You know, I can look at it and go, oh, that's right. We are letting the playful side out more. We're going to do that more. And then that day carries that energy and I do it more and more, right? So it's right there next to me. So I'm drawing that energy in. Well, I'm putting that energy out there, more to the point, because I'm letting my magnetism out. I want, because I feel like I would personally be more drawn to someone who was just that fullest, fun, high vibe version. So even if some of the things they do are silly and you're like, oh my God, what is she doing? You want to keep watching because you're like, she's loving life. I want to step into that energy, right? So yeah. Then we've got some others here around some business changes that I'm going to be bringing in, which I'm super excited for, but I can't share just yet. But essentially there's some stuff in there about financial abundance and freedom and the podcast. I want this year that the podcast just feels like it just flows, calling in more listeners, more downloads, more guests we're going to be doing. So it just having that fun, easy, flowy, expansive feel when it comes to business, finance, and the podcast and things like that. So yeah, so that's where we're going with the intentions. I want it all to just feel fun, expansive, magnetic. I'm calling in the fullest version of myself to express her. I don't want to feel stressed. I don't want to feel like I've got to hustle myself into the ground to build a business, because you don't, you really don't. And to live a happy, abundant life, you don't. So any of my girls listening now, like any jobs that you're working, or if you're a mom, stay-at-home mom, whatever it is, you do not have to hustle yourself into the ground. That's the opposite of a flex. This like 2024, we're moving into self-care mode to attract abundance in, right? Okay, so that's what intentions are. It's how you want the year to feel. Right. And then your goals are what you want to achieve, things that you want to be able to look back on and go, yep, I did that. Yep, I did that. So for me, my goals, I've got four. We don't want too many. I don't want to overwhelm yourself. I'd go, you know, no more than 10 goals if you really have a lot. But for me, I did four. So one of my big goals is to completely revamp the whole website and marketing systems for MJ Fit Life to bring in. Right? This is how it ties in. The improvements I want to make to my website and the flow of all of that is in alignment with me making business and my day-to-day feel easy, flowy, fun, right? So that's how they come together. So that's my first one. I've got some dot points under there. So with your goals, you want to list the goal and then list some key actions that need to take place for you to achieve it, so that you don't just look at the goal and go, oh yeah, cool, I'm going to do that. It's like, how, right? We need to still action it. So looking at the website marketing revamp is underneath that. I've just got steps there of what I need to do to make that happen, who I need to call in to help me, sort of thing. The next one is to do with something that we are establishing within MJ Fit Life, which I'm so excited for, which I will share more as it happens. We've got the podcast. We're going to be working on getting some sponsors for the podcast and more weekly downloads, more guests. I've set a goal here for, what is it? I think it's minimum two guests per month, which I will be pushing for every month. So yeah, there's that. And some possible collabs that we've got on the horizon. So stay tuned for those as well. That's super exciting. But just some things and, you know, dot points under each goal of the big things that need to happen for me to call that in to actually facilitate it. So there you have it. So that you've got the difference there. Your intentions are how you want the year to feel and how you want to feel. Like, what do you want to embody? And then the goals are there to help you actually make the things, facilitate and call in the things that you want, but they will be in alignment with the way you want the year to feel, right? So you want to feel your intentions of how you want to feel so that you can get onto the frequency to call in the things you want to call in the stuff you're going to, in the goals that you're going to manifest and create and achieve, right? So obviously my goals, what I found surprising actually was in my goals, I didn't actually put anything to do with the triathlon or my fitness. And I think the reason for that is because that's already on lock, right? So I didn't waste any mental energy of like, oh, I don't need to focus on making sure I do my workouts to get fit enough for the triathlon because that's already scheduled into my 2024. My workouts are already planned in the MJ Fit Life app. It's already part of my day to day. I already eat healthy. I don't need to make any changes to achieve what I want out of the triathlon or out of my fitness this year. So I didn't put it down because I don't need to focus on it because it's already part of my day today. So if you've got any goals that you've like anything that's ahead of you, but you're already systemized to achieving, you might not need to worry about it so much. If it's a job promotion, but there's some things that you need to do, some things about you that you need to embody and step up into, definitely put that on your goals because that's going to remind you to embody that. It's going to keep it at the forefront of your mind so that you do actually embody it. And it's going to help you remember to take little actions throughout the day. Like it'll be that kick up the bum when you're at work and you've got maybe a thing that you're working on and you really can't be bothered. And then you look over at your vision board or your goals list and you're like, oh, that's right. Yeah, let's just give it this extra 1% today because every one day, every 1%, that's what adds up to make it happen. And if the goals were just in a notepad in your desk, you'd have forgotten, you'd have half-assed the job and it's not moving you closer to getting that promotion. And that same analogy works for everything that you want to achieve in life and in 2024. So there we have it, girls. There we have it. Now, there is one last thing that I want to put out there for you because I know a lot of you are going to be thinking this, especially when I mentioned, you know, the sparkly Lamborghini. Yes, that's on my phone background. 1,000,000%. Because we don't want to cap our goals and what we think we're capable of based off what we're worried about other people thinking of us. So if you're going to put these ritzy ass photos on your vision board for the background of your phone and you're like, how am I going to feel if my kids tap on the phone screen and they see like this amazing, gorgeous beach house and they'll be like, why is that on your background? Or, you know, like your computer background, even if it's a work, you know, if you've got big things you want to call in and you're thinking, oh, I'm just worried about putting that on there that people are going to judge me and think I'm silly for dreaming that big. You're literally capping yourself for what other people are capping themselves at. You're letting someone else's small-mindedness rule your life. So do not hold back. Do not dream small just because you're worried about what other people are going to think of you if you dream big. We only get one shot at this life here. We came here to fucking live it up, to live our best lives. Don't let someone else's small-mindedness hold you back and rob you of your ultimate happiness. So whatever your big goals are, chuck them on that vision board. Do not rob yourself. That's why I've got the sparkly Lamborghini. If someone comes up to me and sees that and they're like, why have you got a glittery Lamborghini on your phone screen? I'll just be like, because I want to own a Lamborghini and that's a fucking vibe. I don't care what look they give me. I don't care what they think because if they look at that and go, you're never going to own a sparkly Lamborghini, no. But I intend to own a Lamborghini. I'm probably not going to be sparkly, but that's just because I wouldn't want to, like that would be so hard to wash. Like that's where I go. I'm not even like, that's just so ridiculous. Who would do that? Like I, you know, that's the level I want to play at. And if they look at that and they're like, you're never going to get there, then I'm like, I'm sorry, you have such a small mind and you're going to live a small life because of that. So step into that full energy, step into that fullest version of yourself, dream big, do not hold back. If there was no one else on the planet, if the answer could not be no, what would you go for, right? Put that on the board because the answer is already yes. All right, my loves, I'm going to leave it there. Drop any questions to me on the socials as well. If you've got any questions off the back of this episode, you want to get a bit more clear on how to set your intentions or goals, just drop me a message. I always put my socials in the show notes for you. And as always, please, if you think you know anyone who would benefit from hearing this episode, do not hold it to yourself. Get it out there. Let them find us. Tell them to come find us, The Fit Life with MJ, on most platforms, but Spotify and Apple are the most predominant ones that we are on. And it's ones most people use. I think we're on Google Podcasts as well, but tell them to jump on, have a listen. It will help them. It helps us to help more people. We want to make this world a better place by people who are dreaming big and actually going after it and not living a low vibrational frequency, small mindset life. It's not what we're here to do. So tell everyone. And oh, I would love it as well, as always, if you have enjoyed this podcast and got value from this episode, pop over to the platform you're listening on and leave us a 5-star review, because that helps us get to the top of the list when people are searching for podcasts like this, helps more people find us, helps us reach more people and help more people as well. So it's as much you helping us get out there as it is me trying to help the podcast get out there. All right, my loves. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to speak to you in the next episode. I'm pretty sure we have a very juicy, basically professional tennis player coming on. Like he is a professional tennis player, but he's like almost on the world tour playing like the Australian Open, the US Open, all of those. So, oh my God, I cannot wait for you to hear his journey. He's so freaking inspiring. So we are teeing up a chat for very soon. So stay tuned for that one. It could be next week. Who knows? All right, my loves. Talk to you in the next episode. Bye for now.